Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell Hotels live radio show. I do appreciate you joining me on this fine Tuesday afternoon. It's Taco Tuesday, right? So, you know, after today, after the show, it's taco time. So we'll be eating tacos later today. As you can see, I have a guest here today, Miss Stacy Gaston. We're going to get into talking with her later, but you can go ahead and say hello.
Hello, everybody. Say, welcome to the show today.
And she has a radio voice. So, and I just, you know, and talking, it's funny how you find out things. You think you know people, but then you find out that they have somewhat of a background in radio. So, you know, and I'm like, well, what the heck you do being nervous about then? If you've already been here before, then why? You know, this such nervousness. Why you want to know what the question I'm going to ask and things like that. But anyway, that's okay. But we're going to get into her career and things like that. Her hotel, which is the Glenmark Hotel, which is in Glendale. So it's a new build. And I thought it was actually a conversion, like a build from a bank to a hotel, but it's actually a new build, meaning they built it from the ground up. So interested to hear about what's going on there, when it's going to open, you know, all the excitement, all the intricate details of what's going on. So I can hardly wait. But before I get to that, you know, of course, you know, I have things that I have to go through. So of course I have my regular format. So thank you so much. I want to thank everyone on Facebook Live for tuning in as well. Just so people know, there is a delay from when the Facebook Live comes on to when I start speaking, because it's a simulcast, meaning, you know, there's a radio, there's a thing that's going on in my ear, and the show starts at, you know, basically 1 o'clock. So I have to go through all my, you know, intros and things like that, things that you probably can't hear. You can hear me talk, but you can't hear the music and things like that. At least I don't think you can. So that's why there's a delay. So it's not that, you know, I'm being unprofessional or whatever, don't want to talk yet or whatever. It's just because I'm listening to when I get my cue to start speaking. So thank you so much for your patience. I do appreciate that. For the two people that actually listen in or tune in on Facebook Live. So anyway, with that being said, let's get it started, right? So, you know, how I start the show is basically I talk about a little industry news. I don't have any industry news, to be honest with you. I didn't look at any today. But what I was going to share is that my experience last week on Carnival Cruise Ship. Because if you guys listened to it last week, I was live from the Long Beach Westin. And the reason I was in Long Beach is because at 2:30, we boarded the ship, the new Carnival Panorama, which it was a naming event. So the ship didn't go anywhere, but there was probably, I'm going to say, about 4,000 people on the ship. Mm-hmm. They got invited just like I did, you know, travel people, travel writers, you know, bloggers, meeting planners, travel agents, CVB people from Long Beach, the city officials from Long Beach. So a lot of those people were there to basically experience what, you know, people are going to experience on the cruise ship. So the actual the initial cruise just left. I want to say it was last Thursday. So this was last Tuesday that we did the show there, and we got to experience some of the things. Now, not all the restaurants were open on the ship, but a lot of the things were. So we got to experience a brand new ship that has not been open to anyone else. You can smell the newness, the paint, and all this stuff. It was pretty good, because I've been on cruises before, and the ships are, you know, those ships can be pretty beat up, especially those Carnival Cruise Line ships with all the kids and everything. So, but it was nice. It was very nice. And they actually have a Sky Zone inside. Have you been to Sky Zone before?
I have. And how cool are those?
They have a Sky Zone inside of the ship.
After a Sky Zone, you feel like you did a Spartan.
Right? Right? So there you go. There you go. So one thing that I did, or a couple things that I enjoyed about the naming ceremony of the Carnival Panorama, was I got to see Emeril Lagasse and Guy Fieri. Those are
cool
two of my favorite celebrity chefs. You know, I watch their shows, at least Guy Fieri's show, I watch every Friday night. You know, that shows you how my Friday nights go, right? If I'm watching, you know, a cooking show or Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on Friday nights, that shows you how what I'm doing on Friday night. But I do watch his show. I'm a fan of his. Emeril Lagasse, I mean, he's an OG cook, OG chef. So I enjoyed seeing him as well. And then Vanna White was there. Okay, the ship, I guess in this ceremony, Vanna White is like the godmother of this ship. I don't even know how this whole ship naming ceremony works. But yeah, she was there, and she is the godmother of this Carnival Panorama, the new ship that takes off out of Long Beach now. It's the one that goes on the 7-day cruises through the Mexican Riviera, just so you know that. Just, you know, so go ahead and book now.
Right.
Just and tell them Russell Hotel sent you, and see what kind of discount you get. And then I had a question. No, it wasn't a question, but I had a comment last week. They said when you get on the ship, they want you to, you know, the attire for the ship was cruise elegant. And I was like, what the heck is cruise elegant? Because obviously I'm the only one who got the memo, because there's a lot of other people that had jeans and all this kind of stuff on. So I don't think jeans are cruise elegant, but I've dressed like I'm basically dressed up with a coat or whatever and some slacks. I didn't wear any jeans, but there's a lot of people that were, I'll just say, inappropriately dressed, but that's okay. You know, it's a ship. I mean, cruise ship, you can do whatever you want to do, but don't say you have to have cruise elegant if people are going to wear whatever the heck they want to wear. But anyway, that's what, you know, I guess I can say what I want to say, because it's my show, and that's where that hospitality unplug comes in.
Right.
Meaning sometimes I unplug myself and say whatever the heck I want to say. But anyway, the maximum capacity on this ship was 5,148 people. So 5,148 people that can be on the ship at one time. And I did mention that it's the ship that does the 7-day Mexican cruises. So that's my industry news for today. Contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell of Hotels? Well, there's several different ways. My email is russell@russellofhotels.com. Twitter is @russellofhotels. IG, Russell of Hotels. LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. That's my real name, right? Some people thought, you know, I thought your name was Russell and your last name was Hotels. No, it's Russell of Hotels. Or something else. Anyway.
That's awesome. I love that.
LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, Russell L. Edmond, and Russell of Hotels. So I do have two Facebook pages. Website is russellofhotels.com. See, so you see the common theme here, right? You know, the brand, when you have a brand, you have to be consistent from start to finish, right? So if you have a brand that says, like a logo, my logo is not showing today because we have a guest, but it's Russell of Hotels, right? So from your logo to everything you talk about to everything you send out needs to say Russell of Hotels somewhere. So that's why, you know, my LinkedIn, or not my LinkedIn, my Facebook, the website, Twitter, IG are all Russell of Hotels, because you want to make sure you link your brands together. I mean, everything has to be cohesive. So you got to be consistent. So basically what I'm trying to say. The show is live, meaning 1 o'clock today on Tuesday. It's live, but becomes a podcast after. Okay, so when we're done with this taping or this viewing or whatever heck you want to call it, It's available on wherever you want to listen to your favorite podcast. If that's, you know, iTunes, Apple, Google Play, whatever, Spotify, it's available on all those platforms. So just so you know, I bet you didn't even know that, did you?
I did.
You did?
I already downloaded you.
Well, see, listen to that. See? Now, see, we got somebody that's well-versed in everything here. Got to
be supportive.
Thank you. I'm glad someone is. So that makes three people. That makes three people.
We're three important people, guys. Okay? Keep that in mind.
Very
important.
Or just having your logo of your brand displayed on, you know, on Facebook Live. I mean, you can definitely do that. Just contact me at Russell at russellofhotels.com, and we'll get that started for you. Why would you do that anyway? I mean, how many people do I reach? I mean, there's thousands or hundreds of people that I reach. I'm not going to go through all the graph or the metrics of everything, but I can tell you the people that listen or watch the show is probably 50-50. When I say 50-50, I mean 50 people that are actually buyers, meaning people that want to, that are interested in hotels or whatever we're talking about that particular day. But let's just say hotels. They're interested in hotels, interested in destinations. And then another 50% are the people that actually work at those destinations or those hotels or those restaurants, or they're bloggers and things like that. So people like Stacy listen to the show as well. She's a director of sales and marketing at the Glenmark Hotel in Glendale, soon to open Glenmark Hotel. So she listens to it or watches the show as well. So people like that watch and listen to the show. Our feeder cities, and I always mention this, feeder cities are L.A., of course, because I'm in L.A., Orange County, New York, San Francisco, and Chicago. So those are the cities that, you know, people are watching or listening to the show from. But we have people as far as the Caribbean, and then specifically Jamaica and the Bahamas. And then on the Pacific side, we have people as far as the Philippines that listen to it. So there you are, watch it. And then I've heard rumblings about some European people listening to it, especially in the UK. They listen to it or watch it as well. So we're kind of global. I mean, I hate to say it, but Russell Hotels, we're kind of global. I don't hate to say it, but I'm going to say
Russell,
it.
Russell, you're doing
I'm going to toot my own horn right here.
Toot, toot. I'll help you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I need all the help I can get. So those are the things you can, like I said, I talked about advertising, branding, stuff like that. So please feel free to reach out to me if you're interested in that. And I just said who listens to the show. What is the Russell of Hotels group? And this is basically things that I do, right? Because I do a myriad of things. Anything that to keep me off property, that's what I'm going to do, right? So business development. I have a new partnership with Broughton Hotels where I go around and try to find. Well, let me just say this. Broughton is trying to grow their management company, meaning they have 15 hotels now that they manage, and they want to grow that. Mm. So let's say by the end of 2020, they want to double that size. So they have 15 now. They want 30 by the end of 2020. So my job is to assist them with finding and vetting hotels that are interested in having them manage their hotels. So there's a lot of ownership groups out there that may not want to manage or may not want to manage their hotels because, you know, managing of a hotel is not easy, especially if you don't have that kind of experience. Mm-hmm. So why not rely on someone that's been there, that's done it before? And Broughton, they kind of specifically are in the boutique field. That's how they started. But that doesn't limit them because they're interested in doing brands as well, like smaller brands and things like that. So a sweet spot for them would probably be 80 to 150 rooms. I'm just going to throw that out there. 80 to 150 room hotels. That's probably their sweet spot right there. But they will do probably up to 250, of course, as well. So there you go. So that's one thing that I do. Another thing that I just started doing, and I started doing this for hospitality professionals, and it's financial planning. Because one thing that I found out, being an entrepreneur myself, you know, you miss out on your 401ks and your insurances, meaning life insurance, things like that, because those are things that are normally offered. Well, it used to be. I mean, I don't know how prevalent that still is, but a lot of times some of the smaller hotel companies don't offer those types of like life insurance and 401ks, mutual funds, and things like that. So What I did was I kind of identified that a little while ago and actually went back and got my insurance license, you know, to sell insurance or to present that as part of Russell Hotels. And right now I'm in the process of studying for my securities license where I can, you know, assist people with 401ks and mutual funds and things like that. Because like I said, that's things we don't think about until it's too late. Or some of us, I'm not saying everybody, we don't think about it, you know, do I need life insurance? I mean, because when you're on your job, they offer that, whatever the basic life insurance. But my advice to everyone is that if you're working for a company, make sure you check that policy. Actually, it's the company's policy. It's not even yours because it's a group policy. Basically, they just probably give you a sheet of paper and say, okay, you're insured, you know, with accidental death is probably the most common thing that you'll get. But see if it covers everything, meaning accidental death only covers if you die in an accident, okay? Now, what if you got sick and then died? Does it cover that? So make sure, call your HR department today and find out, what does this cover, okay? And it's like I said, the policy is not owned by you. The policy is owned by the company. So just make sure we know that stuff. And these are things that I'm learning now and finding out, because when you're working for somebody, do you really think about it? You just know that you have it, right? But the easiest way to start an estate, to plan for an estate for yourself, is to have life insurance. That's the easiest way to do it, okay? So think about that. Always reach out to me. Ask me questions. Russell@RussellHotels.com. And I can, you know, guide you through some stuff or answer some questions or even talk to you about, you know, some of the things that you can do. So there you go. Entrepreneurs specifically, you can have a 401k. Of course, it's not going to be a company match because you're going to have your own 401k. But guess what? What is a 401k for? It's to shield you against your taxes, right? So say if I made $100,000 a year, and I can deduct $20,000, meaning I don't get taxed on $20,000 of it. I only get taxed on $80,000 of it. So, I mean, that's a win right there, right? So you got to think about those things too, because a lot of meeting planners, you're making all this money, but make sure that you have your 401k set up, okay? Just because you don't work for a company, I mean, you do work for your own company, but make sure you have one set up for you. And let me know if you have questions, because that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to give information. I'm here to educate you if I can. Okay, next thing, hotel site selection. I'm a meeting planner as well, so I do hotel site selection. I assist companies and organizations with finding a suitable hotel for their meeting, convention, retreat, or whatever the heck they're doing, right? So 10 rooms or more is considered a group, so I'm here to assist those particular companies or individuals. I've done family reunions. In fact, I just did a family reunion. I just got the contract yesterday for Vegas for 2020. So I'm doing a family reunion for someone there. So I do wherever, whatever it takes. Keeps me off property. I'm going to do it. Digital marketing. A lot of stuff that I do, I put online. I put, you know, on the platforms that I mentioned before, Twitter, IG, LinkedIn, a lot of things that I do for hotels, promoting hotels, you know, branding hotels, because a lot of times hotels need to be branded. They need their information out. They need to be to stay relevant or become relevant. And I assist hotels with becoming relevant or staying relevant through digital marketing. So that's another thing I do. And then the last thing, certainly not least, is a radio show host where I interview today's hospitality professionals. And today is no exception because to my right, I have Miss Stacy Gaston.
So, yes, applause.
Yes. But we're going to get to her in a minute. So, I told her, because, you know, everyone always asks me, when I ask them to be on the show, well, how long do I have to talk? Like, how long are you going to be interviewed? And I say, roughly about 20, it's about 20, 25 minutes, because for the first 20 minutes or 30 minutes, I'm talking, right? Mm-hmm. So you're just sitting there listening and, you know, just enjoying things, getting your thoughts together. So it's going to be fine, right? I'm gonna bring you in a couple of minutes. It just be ready because I got a lot of questions to ask you. So ask who's on away. Blast? Who's on blast? And what does on blast mean? Blast, being on blast means these are people that I want on the show, right? It's not a bad thing. I'm not going to blast you out and talk about you and things like that.
Well,
not the way you think I'm going to talk about you. So these are people I want on the show. So actually, Stacy was on blast. I put her on blast for at least 2 weeks, and she said, okay, I want to, she found out that she was on blast, and she said, I want to be on the show. Of course. So that's how it's supposed to work. So it's supposed to work organically, meaning I post things through my social media, whatever, who's on blast, through the radio show or through whatever platforms that I'm on. And then the people that listen tell those people that are on blast and say, hey, did you know this Russell of Hotels guy, he put you on blast. And like, well, who, what is that? What? Who is that? Who is this guy? And why am I on blast? What does that mean? Well, he's just, you know, he just wants you on the show so he can interview you. So that's basically what it is. So I put Stacy on blast. She calls me and says, yes, I want to be on the show. So within 2 weeks, and I'm going to tell Brian Churchill, Carol Motley, Luis Torres, Stephanie Corsino, Sam Thompson. Well, Sam Thompson's not on the listing because he's agreed to be on it on January 7th.
Okay.
So those people, that's how it's supposed to work, right? So you hear about it, you call me or email me and say, hey, I know I'm on blast. I want to be on the show. Okay, get me off this blast list. Okay, so Stacy is off the list now. So because she's on the show, right? So this is the ultimate, right?
Here
so she's on the show. So there you go. So those are people on blast. Brian Churchill, who's VP of LA Tourism. Carol Motley, a.k.a. C-Mott. She's Director of Convention Sales at Destination DC. Luis Torres is with Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. Stephanie Corsino is with Hong Kong Tourism. And Sam Thompson, who's no longer on the list. I have to take you off the list, I'm sorry. But I'm going to mention your name anyway. Sam Thompson and Matt Diamond are both with Sync Meeting Management. They're going to be on the show January 7th.
Okay? I'll make sure to listen.
Yes, please. We should be listening to all of them, not just the one
Brian
that Sam's going to be on there. Yes.
Everyone.
Yes. Brian, you know, he's something else. I mean, I talked
Luis.
To him. Luis. You know Luis too, right? Mm-hmm. That guy, he's
awesome.
Something else. So, okay. So, before I get into this interview, I want to congratulate Stephanie. I keep saying Stephanie, not okay. Stephanie.
I've been called worse.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Okay.
I'm not even talking about you. Okay. I want to congratulate Sarah Dandashi, a.k.a. Ask a Concierge. She was on the show two months ago. She's going to be, either she's going to be today or she's been on the show, Kelly Clarkson show, the mm-hmm. Kelly Clarkson
mm-hmm.
show.
Yep.
She's going to be on that talk show. She may be on it today or maybe it was yesterday. I saw the posting yesterday on her Facebook page. So I wanted to, because she's a friend of mine. She's been on the show. She's a friend of the show. She's a supporter of the show. So I want to make sure that I give her a shout out today. And it's funny, once you've been on the On Air with Russell Hotel show, big things start happening for people, okay? So she was on the show, and next thing you know, she's on the Kelly Clarkson show on Real TV.
That's awesome.
Other people have been on the show. They've been promoted. I'm just going to throw this out. And I'm just joking, people, okay? So don't take me so serious. But it's just a coincidence, and it's a good coincidence, that those same people that have been on the show, they've gone on to do bigger and better things. And that's a good thing. So it's all about, for me, it's all about exposure to people. It's about education. You know, you're going to learn something new today about, you know, a new hotel that's going up in Glendale. You're going to hear from the director of sales and marketing. So those are things that I try to expose. When I started the show, it was based on that, the premise of, you know, not people that are in the industry, we know what it's about, right? But there's people that are outside, maybe people that want to get into it. They're really not sure or familiar with what we do and how we do it or whatever. So this is the platform for me to get that information out, let you know what I do. And, you know, if you need assistance, that's what I'm here to do. So here to offer that assistance. So once again, congratulations to Sarah Dandashi, a.k.a. Ask a Concierge, for being on the Kelly Clarkson show. She's going to talk about, I believe, what she does, her career. And she's a concierge. She's not just a concierge at the, although her full-time job is at the London Hotel here in West Hollywood, but she's on her way to be a concierge for, you know, a national or international concierge, because she has that many connections internationally. So just look for big things. And remember, you heard it first here. That's on wonderful. Air with Russell of Hotels. So introduction of today's guest, Miss Stacy Gaston, DOSM, which stands for Director of Sales and Marketing.
Yeah.
At the new Glenmark Hotel. So let's welcome her to the show. We thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know opening
thank
a
you.
Hotel is a big thing. So let's jump into it. So what's going on at the hotel?
Oh, gosh. What isn't going on with the hotel? You know, it's a new build property in Glendale, California, the Jewel City. And it's exciting. We're excited with the progression. Lots of progress. We're slated to open Q2 of 2020.
Okay.
So early April, potentially late March, but we all know how construction can go. But right now we're on target.
Okay.
So it's pretty exciting, and I'm excited. It is an overwhelming, honestly, joy to be working with the people on my team right now. It's not easy to say that at times.
Mm-hmm.
We've worked with and for different people, and I think that along the way we meet some wonderful people. And I can honestly say, between the management company, the ownership, and the team that we have on board, I mean, we're developing a wonderful culture and dynamic amongst us all. So it's pretty fulfilling.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Now, when you say overwhelming, what part is overwhelming?
Overwhelming in the excitement of you know, sometimes I step back and say, you know, I've been on this journey, and this is what I've been waiting for. In terms of work life balance, in terms of the type of ownership and management company I'm working with, they believe we work with each other and not for each other. And I think that they exude that. It's not just a message they put out, but they actually walk the walk and speak the speak, right?
That sounds refreshing.
It's very refreshing. And, you know, they trust the people that they hire. So there's definitely accountability without micromanaging.
Okay,
so they don't manage their people, they lead them.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what us as leaders as well follow.
Okay.
So
very good. Now, how big is the hotel? Give me some specifics of the hotel.
Yeah, absolutely. So the hotel is 85 rooms.
Okay.
We have, out of those 85 rooms, there's 10 corner suites. They're all corner suites with floor-to-ceiling glass windows, or I guess windows are glass. Windows. Most of them. Maybe some of them aren't. I don't know. We'll see. And then 10 deluxe kings, which are what people also call a junior suite.
Okay.
So the hotel also has three outlets, which is...
Three outlets for an 80-room hotel?
That's 85-room hotel.
85-room, excuse me. 85.
Yep.
I missed those five rooms.
So we have a Intelligentsia that's going into the hotel, which is a coffee cafe concept. Hotelligentsia was born in Chicago, Illinois. There's currently three Intelligentsia cafes here in Los Angeles. We will be the fourth.
Okay.
It definitely has a cult following. People that know about Intelligentsia continue to go to Intelligentsia. And it's a grab and go as well. Brewed coffee or coffee beans from all over the world, from Peru to France, to different parts of the world. And it's a definitely unique flavors. They really believe in natural grown, and including their teas.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that concept going in, as well as, instead of a hotel that has a restaurant, we have a restaurant going into a hotel. There's a big difference. It's called Olia. Olia comes from the word olive.
Okay.
So it's going to be a Mediterranean, French province cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely going to add a different level of culinary experience for a hotel in our market. And we are a soft brand, so we're able to color outside the lines, if you will.
Mm-hmm. When you say soft brand, I didn't mean to cut you off, but
it's okay.
When you say soft brand, what does that mean? Because Some people don't know what that means. What does that mean?
So it's not your traditional hotel, which traditional hotels are great. There's something for everyone. Mm-hmm. A traditional hotel, you know, Marriott, we are a Marriott brand at hotel. It's a Tribute portfolio. And each hotel is very different. So there's no two hotels alike with a soft brand. So mm-hmm. you have your Autograph collection. Mm-hmm. You have your Tribute portfolio collections, for example. And you're able to, you have to stay within the Marriott brand. However, you're able to, create its own character, and its own unique, details and, that will also bring in the community of where you're at, whether you're in Las Vegas, whether mm-hmm. you're in Glendale, whether you're in Santa Monica. You're able to kind of create this dynamic, artistic design within mm-hmm. within the hotel. So in a nutshell, that's the soft brand. We're not what people tend to call cookie cutter mm-hmm. hotel. And there are great places for that, mm-hmm. you know, but stay in several.
Yes, I understand. But that's good. So you're not bound by, I mean, you can be unique. You can be a unique hotel. You can, whatever things you want to draw from in the Glendale area, you can draw from those particular things.
Yes, definitely unique. It's a very authentic designs mm-hmm. that, so there's 31 or 30, excuse me, there will be 31 Tribute hotels within the United States. Okay. Each Tribute portfolio hotel is very different. There's no two hotels alike. Okay. And that's to give you an example. So our hotel is being designed with an artistic flair, very stylish concepts that reflect the community. Mm. So we're going to display local artists' designs within the hotel. Our owner is actually from Glendale, and so he takes great pride in the design. He really goes all out to make sure that the property is and looks high end with the luxury and elevated concept. That's very, very important. And so we basically have reached out to several people and different artists within the community to start to bring in and bring in those artistic visual arts within the hotel from the time you enter mm. the hotel to the rooftop, which is our rooftop bar or a rooftop lounge. It's 5,000 square feet.
Wow.
Over 200 people can fit up there. It's open to the public.
Okay.
You have panoramic views of between, if you're looking to the west, you can see the Hollywood Hills. If you're looking to the south, you're overseeing the downtown Glendale area. If you're looking north, you're looking at the Verdugo Mountains. And if you're looking east, you see Pasadena. I mean, you can't get better than that. And there's not another hotel or restaurant or bar in the Glendale, Burbank, Pasadena area that has this view.
Wow.
So we're able to offer something that nobody is right now.
Well, that sounds very good. I can hardly wait to check it out once it opens.
Oh, you'll be invited.
Well, thank you. See that? You hear that? I'm on the list.
You are on the list. VIP list with that. We'll take good care of you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Now, the name Glenmark, does that come from Glendale?
Partially.
And the owner's name is Mark?
His name is Mike.
Oh.
It does start with an M. The Glenmark, you know, it's so funny. He says, you know, there was no exotic development of this name. He definitely wanted the Glen because of Glendale.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt that the name Mark with the K really was strong and made a statement. And also, he's a big connoisseur of scotch.
Really? Okay.
And the name Mark comes from many scotch brands.
Okay.
And he really And that kind of goes into our rooftop lounge as well as our Olia bar. We'll have an Olia bar that will offer many different whiskeys and mezcals. So if you don't drink, there's Shirley Temples.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Whatever you'd like.
There you go. What about, let's talk about the menus. Are we going to have some vegan options on these menus?
We are. We are. And vegan menus.
See how I threw that out there?
It's important. Our culinary team takes great pride in their expertise and experience. And we understand that living in Los Angeles, there's a lot of health conscious people. And we are definitely going to be providing options and not just noodles.
Thank you.
to the general public, whether you live in the area or whether you're coming from afar.
Okay. All right. I like to hear that.
Yeah.
I like that. Now, are people already booking?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's good.
We are bookable.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you do have an exact date that you're opening?
Not an exact. Well, there's always an exact date that is loaded, right, on the back end. But things can shift.
Yes, they do. Yeah. And yes, they will, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. But you guys are on, according to what you've seen, you guys, it looks to be on track to open. On the time, did you say? Around?
Yeah, it's been within a couple of weeks.
Okay, good.
You know, we'll keep you posted.
Good. Because we had a guest on the show. I think she was my first guest. And they're opening up a hotel in Hollywood. And it's supposed to open by the summer of this year, 19. It won't open until probably maybe first quarter of 2020.
One of the great things is our owner is also the developer.
Oh.
So he's on site every single day.
Okay.
And he's very involved with the process. And that's the difference.
That's good. Now, who is this owner? We keep bringing the owner's name up. I mean, his name is Mike. what's the name of the company? You don't have to give me his name. Mm-hmm. But what's the name of the company?
Yeah. If
you
can do Lalique Properties.
Lalique Properties. Mm-hmm. Lalique. Okay.
Yeah.
And then your management company is?
Azul Hospitality Group
out of San Diego. Okay.
Yeah.
Azul means blue in Spanish.
It does mean blue.
Okay.
And because they're from San Diego, Azul comes from the ocean.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, a little bit more education on the On Air with Russell Hotels show. So we're live on air with Russell Hotels with Miss Stacy Gaston, who is the Director of Sales and Marketing at the soon to be open, not open yet, Glenmark Hotel, which is in Glendale, California.
Yes.
Not to get mixed up with Glendale in Arizona. Okay, so Glendale, California. Brand new boutique, soft brand hotel, part of the Tribute Collection with Marriott. Opening, you said, in the first quarter or second quarter? Probably second quarter.
Early second quarter,
early
2020.
Early second quarter, 2020. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Yep. Who's your GM?
Kevin Briggs. Kevin Briggs has been in the industry for over 20 years.
Okay.
He is young.
Okay.
And
yes, he is.
He comes from the West Hollywood area.
Only 20 years? What the heck has he been doing?
Since he was 10. so he comes from the West Hollywood area, very entertainment driven, and has worked with OLS in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's signed on to open our hotel and be a part of this big project.
Very good.
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
He's awesome.
What's the address of the hotel? What exactly, where is it?
It's 1100 North Brand Boulevard.
Right off
in
the freeway,
Glendale. Right off the 134 to the left.
To the left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. I definitely will have to go check that out. So we talked about that. We know who the ownership is. What are some of the challenges with opening up a new hotel? Mm-hmm. Because you basically set the blueprint, okay? Because there's no blueprint that you're following.
There's no history.
You're not walking into, you know, someone else's shoes someone else that, you know, did it their way or whatever. Everything is based on you from the sales and marketing standpoint. Everything's based on what you're putting in place.
That's right.
So how does that, knowing that there's going to be people behind you that are coming in?
It's amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's amazing. There's nothing you know, I tell my team, you know, we're creating this history right now. The gratitude is to our ownership in Azul that we're able, that they trust in us to make this happen, to help this hotel become successful, and implementing systems, operation systems, sales systems, training, hiring, you know, being seen, developing new relationships, and reorganizing. Reorganizing what we've already known and elevating that to another level.
Okay.
I would say, you know, every day is something new, right? And every day it makes it, that's what makes it exciting. And we have the opportunity to make it our own. So you have ownership in that. It's becomes your baby. And I don't care who tells you your baby is ugly. It's not. But, you know, it's just like the hotel, it's unmatched.
Okay.
You know, the Glenmark is an unmatched hotel in a market with that's mundane with with traditional hotels. Okay. Glendale has been looking for a, you know, and the clients, the customer have been awaiting a hotel that will speak to their personality and their character. And one of the Tribute Portfolio's quotes is, when you stay with character, character stays with you. And that is something that the Glenmark is based on. And we, you know, are in the Jewel City, Glendale, and we want to exude, you know, community. Everyone's welcome. I can tell you that from the curbside appeal with the Olia restaurant and the Intelligentsia, there's going to be seating outside. So if someone wants to come and with their dog in the morning and grab a latte and sit outside and read a book or jump on their laptop, we're happy to have you. If someone wants to enter the lobby just to do, you know, a little work, we're happy to have you. We also have meeting space, which most people don't know either. We have three different floors of meeting space, 3,000 square feet of meeting space, indoor, as well as the rooftop lounge, which is sellable.
Okay.
For events and social. So, you know, we're definitely have a cast of employees that will be not only knowledgeable, but understand what the customer needs. And one of my, you know, favorite statements from Tribute Portfolio is is we're not here to tell you who you are. You know exactly who you are. That's why you're coming with us.
Wow.
So, you know, we look forward to that customer. And we have, you know, we have a specific clientele. Not every hotel is for everyone. But again, it speaks to personality, character. And we are so excited to be able to offer that valet as you come up. We will offer valet parking. We will have a luxury shuttle that's complimentary to our guests, that will take you up to 2 miles away from the hotel. Every 30 minutes, it will be doing drop-offs and pickups in downtown LA, Americana. It's a black Mercedes with leather interior and televisions. And we're the only hotel within Pasadena, Glendale, and Burbank that offers this for all of our VIP guests. And everyone's a VIP guest that comes to the Glenmark Hotel.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Now, are you considered a four-star hotel?
We are.
You are? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Okay. That's going to be very nice. Very nice. God, there was another question I was going to ask you. What, I guess right now, you're not open yet. What is a day, what does your average day look like? Just asking. I don't know. I mean, I've opened up hotels before, but it's been a long time, so I've forgotten. So what's an average day for a director of sales of a hotel that hasn't opened yet?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's number one is developing and letting our potential partners and customers know exactly who we are and where we are.
Okay.
That's number one. Without them, we don't exist.
Okay.
Number two is implementing systems. There's constant implementation of Marriott systems, and there are several, you know, lots of training, a lot of getting out into the community and being social, you know, mm-hmm. being seen as well, and being authentic. There's a checklist of things. There's a lot of critical path things that need to be taken care of each and every day. Sometimes there's 10 items, and not all 10 items could be done in one day at times. And a lot of partnerships, not just with your management company and your ownership, but with Marriott as well. And there are experts in every area that we deal with every single day to make sure that the hotel, there's walkthroughs and make sure that the hotel is on target.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that needs to be ordered, vendors that we need to, you know, connect with and make sure that we are on target with, you know, whether it's putting all of the whether it's from putting up a fixture mm-hmm. to the refrigerators into the kitchen in the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I work a lot with our GM on different operation items that need to be done as well. So you just jump in and you make things happen. But it's organized. It's streamlined to make sure that we are exuding all the things that need to happen within a certain time frame.
Very good. Very good. What, I mean, it sounds exciting. I mean, like I said, it's been a while since I've opened up a hotel or rebranded a hotel and things like that. So yes, it's always interesting to hear,
mm-hmm.
you know, exactly what it takes. Cause a lot of people think, you know, you just show up and because people don't see the behind the scenes stuff. You know,
right.
the guests or even someone like myself, I don't see all the behind the scenes stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I hear things. I'm like, I can imagine, you know, what goes on
yeah.
when, like I said, it's an empty slate mm-hmm. and you fill in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's basically your baby. I mean, it's,
right. You know, just as well as the you know, the question you ask, who is the Glenmark?
Mm-hmm.
Creating that identity.
Yeah.
The marketing strategy. PR,
mm-hmm.
working and hiring a PR company so that they can come in and work with me directly to mm-hmm. make sure that the our voice is being heard, to make sure that we're out there in the community, not just locally, but on a national level.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have clients that come in from all over, so we want to make sure that they're aware of who we are.
So most of your clients would be that kind of... Yeah, I mean, I know you have a lot of studios around in Glendale and
lots
Burbank.
Of entertainment,
yeah,
and corporate,
lots of entertainment,
social.
Yeah, good. You guys already set rates and things like that? Not that we're going to talk about what the rates are or anything like that.
Right.
But you already done that for the most part?
Yes.
And everyone's been hired already?
So our revenue, no. So with a pre-opening hotel, you're slated to hire different times of the pre-opening process. So you're always going to have your GM and your director of sales. And then you start, you know, with the sales team, and then you start with other team members mm-hmm. as time goes. As you get closer, you start to hire more of your front line, you know, your front desk and waiters, waitresses, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So they typically don't come in until weeks prior to opening. But chef,
mm-hmm.
Food and beverage manager. So we are right now looking for a food and beverage manager.
Okay.
Currently.
Did you hear that?
To come on board.
Food and beverage manager at the Glenmark Hotel in Glendale. See, you heard it here first on Air with Russell Hotels. So we're here with Stacy Gaston, Director of Sales and Marketing at the Glenmark Hotel, a brand new hotel that's going to be open the early part of the second quarter of 2020. Yes. We're just going through, you know, some of the challenges she deal with, or her, just her everyday thing that she's dealing with, you know, checklists, working with PR firms, you know, getting their name out there before it even opens, right? It's not about, it's always about being proactive, not about reactive. It'd be, we'll be having a different conversation if she waited until it actually opened before, you know, to do all the pre-work, if you will. So this is good. This is good
information. I wouldn't be talking to you right now if that was the case.
Exactly. So no, this is good. I love that you came on the show and you're definitely, you know, telling us about what's going on, because a lot of people don't know what it takes to open up a hotel and some of the things that you can go through. And it, like I said, at the end of the day, it's this. People always ask me, they say, you know, what do you do as a director of sales and marketing? I always tell them the success or failure of that hotel is based on that person, right? And how you set this up now is going to dictate what's going to happen in the next couple of years.
We're selling out.
Exactly. There you go. So, I mean, it's a huge responsibility. It's a huge job. I mean, we laugh about certain things, and you have to laugh, because if you don't laugh, you'll be crying. So certain things that can come up, because there's always things that come up and we'll never know about them. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, the things behind the scenes that you have to deal with. And that can be from the makeup of the hotel, meaning maybe construction or maybe, you know, employees or associates or the GM or whatever the heck it is. People will throw curveballs at you. And that's just part of that's just the nature of the job, though. But, you know, but everyone has their things to do. Everybody has their responsibilities to do. But like I said, the success or failure depends on that marketing plan, who you're going after, are you in front of the right people, all that kind of stuff. Because at the end of the day, there's competition that's already there in Glendale, right? So you have to do things that are different than what they're doing to get people to come to your hotel. But one good thing, everyone wants to go to something new.
Right.
That new shiny dime, you know, everybody wants a shiny dime, right? They want to come and check it out. Especially if it's a Marriott brand. It's part of a Marriott brand, which Marriott has 30 brands. So you're still going to get your points and all that stuff, correct?
Yes, you're going to get your Marriott Bonvoy. And not just in rooms now and in meetings, but in food and beverage.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I did not know that. Did you hear that? Okay, well, thank you. Preach, lady, preach. Yeah.
Did you hear that?
So very good. So we're going to be winding down here. See, it was only like 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes you were talking. So when it opens, we definitely have to have you come back on the show. In fact, we can do a broadcast from your hotel.
Let's do it.
You know what I mean?
So beautiful scene.
We'll do it from your rooftop.
Some great food and beverages.
There you go. Hopefully
Can't
they have
go wrong.
Vegan stuff. Hopefully they have some vegan options for
I'm
me.
I'm telling you.
There you go.
You're in good hands.
But thank you so much, Stacy, for coming.
Thank
I
you.
I do appreciate
I really
you
appreciate
being
it.
On the show. You had some great information. Now we know what the Glenmark Hotel is. We know it's 85 rooms. We know they have a rooftop bar. They're going to have the Intelligentsia
Coffee
Cafe
and Olia Restaurant.
Olia Restaurant, which is, and give me, what did you say about it? It's not a hotel restaurant. It's a restaurant in a hotel.
In a hotel.
Hello. Thank you. Okay. So,
hi.
There you go. So anyway, thank you guys for joining On Air with Russell Hotels. And once again, I want to thank Stacy Gaston, Director of Sales and Marketing, for being on the show. She was on blast and she showed everybody how to do it the right way. She called and said, I want to be on it. And we made it happen. So
come visit. Come visit me. You asked for me. First drinks on me.
Did you
heard
that?
It.
Okay.
You heard it here. You just tell me that you heard this on Russell of Hotels. You're good.
Wow. Okay. So there you go. That's the first. Okay. They're offering drinks over at the Glenmark Hotel. Just mention On Air with Russell Hotels and you get a drink. But see Stacy first before you start talking to the bartender. See her first to make sure it's okay. All right. But anyway, you guys take care. Have a great week. Thank you again for joining us.
Thank you. Happy
and
holidays.
Thank you again. And thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you for your support.
thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell at russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.